We go to Venezuela now, where the street protests and rallies of the last several months have now turned into a 48-hour nationwide strike. The strike is now on its second day. Stores are closed all across the country. Workers have been told to stay home, and public transportation is at a near standstill. All of this action is in mass protest against an election Sunday for a new constituent assembly. It's part of President Nicolas Maduro's plan to make the assembly a new governing body for his beleaguered country and to eventually draft a new constitution. The opposition in Venezuela believes this is all an attempt to consolidate Maduro's power and even to extend his presidency. On Wednesday, the Trump administration slapped new sanctions on several officials and influential people in Venezuela to try to discourage these moves by Maduro. But can it work? Does the U.S. have the influence it once had in Venezuela? Ambassador Patrick Duddy served as U.S. ambassador to Venezuela from 2007 to 2008 and then again from 2009 to 2010 under the Bush administration and the Obama administration. He's now director of the Center for Latin American and Caribbean Studies at Duke University. Ambassador, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What is your assessment of this constituent assembly that Maduro appears to be forcing into existence here? We know its stated function is to draft a new constitution eventually. What's its real function from your point of view?
Well, I think it's designed to give the administration of Nicolas Maduro a tool for avoiding a free, fair national election. The last time they held elections for the legislature, the United Opposition took two-thirds of the seats in the National Assembly. All of the local polling says very, very clearly that if the administration of Maduro goes to holds a national election, they're going to be very solidly trounced.
So Maduro doesn't want to endure that kind of embarrassment. So that seems, well, fairly obvious. Meanwhile, I mentioned these new sanctions from the United States, kind of these 11th hour sanctions on Maduro friends and allies in Venezuela. Does the U.S. have a chance at a constructive role here? I mean, part of the entire storyline of the legitimacy of Hugo Chavez and then Nicolas Maduro is to get U.S. influence out. We're now slapping new sanctions on. Do we have any opportunity for a constructive role that can tip things a different direction here?
Well, I think it's very important to understand that for all of the hostility directed at the United States by the administrations of Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro, the United States remains Venezuela's largest market for their only significant export, which is, of course, oil. At the same time, there has historically been a close connection between the peoples of the United States and Venezuela. The other point I would make is that the United States is, in many respects, not acting alone. As recently as just a couple of days ago, 13 countries from around the region all called on the government of Maduro to cancel the Constituent Assembly, as I think all of them see this as a stratagem to avoid having to contend with the clear disappointment of the Venezuelan people with how the Chavistas, or as they're sometimes called, Bolivarians, have mismanaged the country and its economy.
Well, at the same time, Maduro seems to be forging ahead despite these entreaties that you mentioned, Ambassador. If he goes through with the formation of the assembly after Sunday, what do you think happens next?
Well, the administration has threatened economic sanctions. To date, the administration has sanctioned only individuals plausibly accused of undermining democracy, being complicit in egregious violations of human rights or substantial acts of corruption. But the sanctions have not been on the national economy. The announcement from the White House the other day suggested that broader, possibly sectoral sanctions are now on the table if they go through with the Constituent Assembly. And there are no details on what that might involve, but the economy in Venezuela is in a shambles. And it is, I think, anticipated that economic sanctions would make life very substantially more difficult for the government of Venezuela.
Ambassador Patrick Duddy, U.S. Ambassador to Venezuela from 2007 until 2010. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.